I'm squeezing in one quick interview with David Belairs, the Cape Town Cycle Tour Director, because I was alerted by Independent Online earlier that entries have opened today for next year's Cycle Tour. Dave, thank you so much. I know you are on the road, so I really appreciate you making time to chat to us this afternoon. Welcome to the show.
Only a pleasure, Pippa. Great to chat to you.
So the big date is the 8th of March 2020. Bookings have opened today, whether you are entering as a member of the PPA, as an international entrant, or anybody else. What's the feedback so far, Dave? Has your system been overwhelmed by people snatching up the entries already?
As usual, yes, the normal crush early on. Mm-hmm. But things seem to be going fairly smoothly at the moment. We did open early... earlier last week for PPA members and our loyal supporters that have ridden kind of 21 tours or more. And that's really just about easing into the system.
Right.
And then obviously we're very excited for next year to include e-bikes for the first time.
That's exciting. Yeah, tell us more.
Well, I think, e-bikes are a worldwide phenomenon. They're huge in Europe at the moment. And I saw a press release yesterday that Giant Bicycles alone are expecting to sell well over 500,000 e-bikes around the world next year, and that's just one brand.
Sure.
It's something that's allowing cycling to be far more accessible to literally everybody. And I think that's really what we're trying to do with the Cycle Tour, is become more inclusive. We realize that there are a lot of people for whom 109Ks is a long way.
Yeah. Now, speaking of which, Dave, I mean, okay, one option to make it easier for and more accessible to those who wouldn't manage 109Ks on a traditional bike is to allow a category for the electronic bike. There was talk of also offering a shorter distance route. So like you do the Two Oceans Marathon, you can do the Ultra or the Half Marathon. There was some talk that perhaps the Cycle Tour should do the same. Have you moved anywhere with that idea?
We are working very closely with the city. There's a lot of work that's gone into it this year. We've been working very closely with the city planners, disaster management, our medical people. And obviously, one of the biggest considerations, or two of the biggest considerations, is safety for the cyclists, number one, and two, for the inconvenience to the residents of the city of Cape Town. And we've yet to have a meeting of minds between ourselves and the city on the perfect route or the least inconvenient route and one that works for everybody. So we're going to be continuing to work towards that for 2021, and we're pretty certain that we're going to have it right, that you will see a half marathon route, as it were, for the 2021 Cycle Tour.
Okay, but for 2020, it remains the full 109 kilometers or nothing at all. Somebody's already asking on the SMS line whether the e-bikes are going to be in a separate pack or be riding amongst everybody else. How are you handling that, Dev?
They will be in a separate pack, and they will be starting after the last group of conventional cyclists. And that's really just to make sure that we limit the amount of mixing that takes place between the faster riders and those that are riding e-bikes. Remember that the assumption is if you're riding an e-bike, what you're doing is you're taking part to enjoy the spirit of the event and to enjoy the scenery. You're not there to race. The racing on the front end is for those guys that are riding conventional bikes.
Okay, thanks for clarifying that. So the last thing to do is remind you, if you haven't yet got onto the website to book your entry, it's capetowncycletour.com. The race date is the 8th of March 2020. Dave, I know 35,000 is usually the magic number for the participants. Are you sticking with that?
That's it. No more than 35,000. You don't want to get any bigger. It's about having an enjoyable day. Well, I think a big push this year is going to be getting the entire residents set of Cape Town out to support the cyclists that are out there raising money for charity and wonderful causes.
Dave Belairs, thank you so much for pulling over to chat to us. Cape Town Cycle Tour Director. The website is capetowncycletour.com. If you'd like to book, general entries open at a cost of 550 rand a person. International entries are also now open. Look up the details for the e-bike entry. If you're interested in doing a slow e-version of the tour, please just bear in mind what Dave said, that facility is intended for those who want to take a slower pace, enjoyable ride, couldn't manage the 109 kilometers on their own regular bicycles. So don't think about, worry about electronic bicycles competing with the front runners to cross the line first. It's a whole different category altogether.